Good Monday morning, everybody. If you listen to the podcast at the tail end of last week's episode, or Friday, if you've pulled up the most recent podcast that was released and you got to Friday's episode, you know that I recently picked up the 2003 version of the Ninja Turtle cartoon, the one that my nephew grew up with, not my generation, the one after. I recently picked up that cartoon, and so far I've enjoyed that cartoon because I've never actually seen anything past my generation of Ninja Turtles. And this is more, as I understand it, closely related to the comic. Obviously, they're not, you know, killing people. They're not killing ninjas. But the nature of Splinter and the nature of Raphael, to a greater degree, is more accurate to the way Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird wrote them in the 80s. Among other things, it's like a modernized version of what the cartoon of the 80s was, except they're not, you know, cracking the corny and cheesy jokes as much, and it's a little more serious. So far, I'm enjoying it. It's the first time I've seen that version of Ninja Turtles, really paid attention to it in a greater detail. I got the whole series plus the movie that was, you know, sort of the finale of it. And so far I'm only on season one, but I'm enjoying what I'm watching so far. And I can see why people like it. You know, when I was in my 20s, I was like, I'm not going to watch that. That Ninja Turtles is not the one that I grew up with, so I'm probably not going to dig it. So I misjudged it. There's certain things about it that I'm digging that I didn't necessarily dig before. I know I'm digging the IDW series a lot because I knew that there were a lot of people that were recommending that on the comic channels that I visit on YouTube, so I was ready for that. But once I heard the cartoon from 2003 had a bit of a darker edge to it, I figured it kind of mirrored the comic book a little bit, maybe, even though the comic book came out, like, let me see, 8 years later or so. I'm enjoying the 2003 version of the Turtles very much. I'm just digging it. All right, everybody. May grace, peace, love, and joy be with you. We'll talk again more this week and have some conversation and some chat and some, you know, good topics to talk about. But I thought I'd update you real quick and let you know that I am enjoying my new Ninja Turtle series that I'm experiencing new for the first time because I'm watching it in greater detail new for the first time. So, yeah, that's what's going on. I did some radio ink with Carrie yesterday. My friend Carrie from my search team wants to be involved with the radio scene a little bit more. And so she wanted to practice with me yesterday, so we sort of did. She was my soundboard partner, kind of like my mom does, because she wanted to get used to operating that. And I read the lines and did the script for what we did and how we moved and how things went across the radio. All right, everybody. May grace and peace be with you. I'll talk to you again soon. Until then, have a great day and have a good one, and we'll talk again soon tomorrow. All right. Grace and peace. Good morning, friends. Welcome to Storytime with Pete. Happy Tuesday. Today I've decided I'm going to make an appointment with Dr. Zeilinger. I woke up really bizarrely. Meaning, my neck, my shoulder were and are extremely sore. because of the fact that I slept in a really weird position. So, and it happened on Monday, and I'm kind of feeling it. So hopefully today I can get in and get that adjusted. He opens at noon, so I think we're going to be able to do that. I had to do a lighter version of yoga yesterday because of the fact that it happened. Because of the fact that we had to be a little ginger and safer than sorry, because I wasn't exactly sure how I did what I did. Because I woke up in a position I was not expecting to wake up in. But we'll see. Hopefully I can get myself cracked. Or not physically cracked. People wonder about chiropractic adjustments. All you're really doing is moving gases when you adjust things. You're not actually cracking bones, okay? You're not moving bones, but I need to get something adjusted in my neck and shoulder, because this one's, yikes, this one's not feeling good. So hopefully you can help me out today. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. We'll talk again soon. Hopefully I feel better the next time we speak. Love y'all. Talk to you later. Bye. My friends, happy Wednesday. Hopefully this podcast finds you well and feeling good. The comic book that I'm currently reading, Bitterroot, is being adapted for a film right now. Being worked on. Me in tune for a film presentation. It's going to be directed by Regina King. It's called Bitterroot. I will not spoil the story for you, as you may want to read it. All I can tell you it's a 1924 steampunk adventure where a monster hunting family uses a serum that they have created to cure hateful individuals of hateful or racist patterns or thoughts. So it's kind of an interesting premise. It was first introduced to me by someone on YouTube, but it was recommended by my dear friend in Chicago, Pastor, the Reverend Dr. Otis Moss. He's pastor of the church that I follow in Chicago, Trinity United Church of Chicago. Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago, specifically. So far, I'm enjoying this series. I won't spoil it for you. I just finished 5 issues last night, so I'm like 5 issues deep. There are 15. And I'm about to go into number 6, I do believe, tonight when I continue my reading. And then, let's say, today's Wednesday as I record this. So, Thursday, I have a meeting to have a second conversation with one of our potential pastors. We'll see how that goes. We're hoping for good things. We got great vibes from this person the first time, so we're expecting to receive some great vibes from the person this go around, and we'll see what happens with it and where it goes. But we're hoping for good things, and we're hoping for great conversation, and we're hoping we can move forth to a third and really meaningful conversation. But we'll see what happens. We'll see where his head is, where his heart is, what he's thinking. And as a group, try to gauge our next move based upon that second conversation. So we'll see what happens. We're hoping for good things. All right, everybody. That's basically what's on my heart and mind this morning. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. I have a yoga session. After my chiropractic adjustment yesterday, I'm feeling a lot better than I did. My neck's being a little picky. Hopefully it'll go away within a few hours here. And everything will be much better than it has been. When you wake up funky, sometimes your world can be a bit weird. And I don't know why it got all weird and funky, but it got all weird and funky. Don't know why at all. We'll talk again soon. Grace and peace. I love y'all. Good Thursday evening, friends. It was a busy day today. I had to have a conversation with one of my community supports, and it was a meaningful conversation. Always good to catch up with her. Shanae has always been cool. I had a very positive meeting with my search committee tonight, and it went really well. Good vibes all around. Can't disperse all the details as a member of the search committee, but just know things are moving in a positive forward motion, and we hope to keep that continuing as a group. Keep us in your prayers and your thoughts. That's all I can share at this time. Know that we're trying our darndest to find the best possible person that we can for the church and for the community to be our new pastor within, you know, the United Church of UCC or the United Church of Big Rapids. Is what I mean. Because we all love the church deeply, as I've said before on numerous occasions since starting the search, and we're diligently searching for the best possible next pastor to lead us and lead us well. So keep us in your prayers and good thoughts, good vibes. And we'll keep moving and trying to forge forward with great things for the community and for the people of the United Church of Big Rapids. Trust us. We're working really hard to find a really great person for this next chapter of our journey together. So be with us and trust us, and trust that the Creator is going to lead us to something great and positive. And with a little time and patience, cool things are going to happen. Let's see, what else went on today? As I say, I had a meeting with Shanae, my community mental health social worker, or one of my social working connections. I'm excited because tomorrow, Friday, as this is being recorded now, the Thursday segment's being recorded, I finally got my hands on what hopefully will be a compatible wireless arcade stick that I can use with my current gaming system to more accurately authenticate arcade gaming with an arcade stick. I'm excited to try it. I've heard a lot of good things about it. It's wireless. It should be compatible with the device I have or the system I have, which makes it even cooler. So I'm looking forward to trying that out this weekend and testing the waters with that. Hopefully, good things will come forward and come on board with that. That's basically what's on my heart and mind for this evening. Hope y'all stay safe. Hope you're feeling good. And we'll talk again soon. See you tomorrow, everybody. Until then, may grace and peace be with you. Well, my friends, because of my forgetfulness this past Friday, I present to you a Pete McHugh Show Saturday special. And I have some unfortunate and tough news today. I recently ordered an arcade stick from Amazon, which I thought was going to be fantastic. Worked for a brief amount of time, but unfortunately it is no longer functional, and it's something I'm gonna have to return. Didn't work out the way I'd hoped. It was working until it didn't, and I don't know why it isn't, because it's an Android compatible device, and as you know, it's Android is my primary gaming. But it's not functional anymore, so I'm gonna have to use the controllers. I was hoping to, you know, have the arcade style experience, and I did for a brief time, but for some reason it isn't working anymore. So my next goal is to get the controllers that I had back functional and to be able to use those, because it looks like right now they're the only ones that are going to be functional. So I'm a little bummed out, to be honest with you, because I thought an arcade experience would be great, and that's, you know, part of the deal. But right now it's just not workable. It's not functional. They're not they're just not going to work. Or the stick is just not going to work. Kind of a sad deal, but sometimes it bees that way. I love you, and I'll talk to you again soon. And I promise in the next episode I'll be in a better mood than I am today. But, you know, sometimes you're bummed, and that's kind of where I am today. So, talk to you soon. We'll be in a better mood next time we chat. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. Talk to you later.